Cuba lies just 90 miles from the U.S. coast, so it seems like a no-brainer that it would be a strong market for U.S. farmers and ranchers. Well, think again. When it comes to competing for agricultural trade with Cuba, the United States is its own worst enemy.
The major factor contributing to sales fluctuations is that the U.S. is not viewed by Cuba as a reliable supplier due to our sales restrictions and the ability of the U.S. government to alter those restrictions on a whim. The United States should be the preferred supplier in Cuba, given our competitive prices, high-quality products, and lower delivery costs due to the proximity of our countries. Instead, we have opened the door to countries like the European Union, Brazil, Canada, Vietnam, while hindering ourselves. Our competitive disadvantage in the market is not a result of partner-imposed trade reasons, but rather our own government-imposed restrictions.
Testifying before the House Agriculture Committee, American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman asked members of Congress to pass the Travel Reform and Export Enhancement Act. That legislation would lift some of key U.S.-imposed restrictions on trade with Cuba.
H.R. 4645 will increase agricultural exports and supply food to the Cuban people. U.S. agricultural exports to Cuba do reach the Cuban people. Cuba's agricultural production is not able to meet the food demands of the nation, so they must import agricultural goods. If not, many Cuban citizens would go hungry.
Not only would the legislation benefit the Cuban people, it could also be a nice boost to the U.S. economy. On average, Cuba has imported roughly $320 million in U.S. agricultural products per year since 2000. But many believe it could be a billion-dollar market. The bill would make that possible by reversing restrictions on payment of cash in advance, eliminating the third country bank requirement, and lifting the travel ban.
Lifting the travel restrictions on U.S. citizens will have a direct impact on U.S. agricultural sales. Increased travel to Cuba by U.S. citizens will boost food demand in the country, and coupled with these other reforms, U.S. industry would expect to meet the increased food needs. Remember, Cuba does not have the capacity to fully meet its own food needs. This new demand also brings with it the opportunity to sell Cuba higher valued products, increasing the overall value of our exports to the country.
Jonna Miller, Washington.